your vision big enough that you go at it alone? You hear me breathing heavy because I just got through working out, and I can't breathe. So, hey, it's Friday morning. It's about 7:13. Just got out of boot camp. Got 5:45 to get there. And I normally have 4 people I work out with, including myself. That's 5. And no one showed up this morning but me. So this morning I had a thought. No one's going. I could go back to bed. I could stay home, get some work done. I could do a lot of things. But my vision got me into my workout clothes and to the gym. And my question to you is, your vision big enough to get you through circumstances? See, my vision is to be what was missing for me growing up. I didn't have a father. I didn't have a leader. I didn't have someone believe in me. I didn't have someone call out the leader within me and help me see what's on the other side of all my excuses and my circumstances. And so that's what got me out of bed. If I'm going to be that leader for others and train them and coach them, then I better live that shit out in my own life. Better not be some hypocrite who talks about it, writes about it, but doesn't live it. That got me out of bed this morning. Be that authentic leader. Be what was missing for me for others. To see what's on the other side of their excuses and circumstances. To see the leader within them that they never knew that was there until they had passed through and overcome circumstances in their life. My question to you, what vision are you living that's bigger than your circumstance? Now, I'm not being judgmental, but I'm telling you what I believe. I grew up in so many divorces. My mom and stepdad, everybody in my life has divorces. And I really believe I almost had a divorce with Donna. Not just an argument, I'm talking about a serious divorce. Like, we're cussing each other out, calling lawyers at least 7 times in our 22 years of marriage. But it was the vision that was bigger than circumstance kept us together. And it wasn't my vision of being married to her, that's for sure. It was a vision of me honoring my God who told me that he would work it out if I trust and believe in him. It was my vision my kids would not grow up like me without a father figure. Those things pulled me through until Don and I got our marriage straight. And I grew up and got over being a little spoiled brat. And then my vision was to love and cherish her and to treat her like the queen she is in my life. What vision in your life? See, without vision, their circumstances are bigger. They'll eat our lunch. And again, not judgmental, but one of the guys I work out with has a busy schedule today. And his excuse was, man, I have a full day already. I'm going to conserve my energy. See, that's a scarce conversation. That means I'm not enough. That I have a big day, full day, and I'm going to conserve my energy. What if your workout was getting your energy? What if waking up and doing your commitment gave you energy? See, that's an abundant mindset. It's not that there's not enough. It's your vision has to be bigger. So, my encouragement to you, my friends, what's your vision? Post below. Comment. I want to hear. Reply. Do a Facebook Live. Tag me. I want to hear what's your vision that's bigger than your circumstances. Have a great weekend. Oh, and Sunday I'm going to donate blood at the gym here, at the CrossFit here. Encourage you guys. Go donate blood. Be abundant. Give to others. Know that you're part of a bigger world. All right. Have a great weekend. Love you guys.